just got dyslexia, okay?
Dishonor on you! Dishonor on your cow!
Welcome, foolish mortals.
It is with deepest pride and greatest pleasure that we welcome you tonight.
The reference here is very obscure.
Welcome to the obscure world of Disney. You're listening to the Obscure Disney Podcast.
It's our belief that no detail is too small, no character cameo too short, and no quirk too strange to be celebrated.
And with new episodes every Tuesday and Thursday, why not get an annual pass wherever you get your podcast from, or find us at obscuredisneypodcast.com.
And see all of our fun patches at disneypatch.com.
Yo ho ho ho, it's pirate's life for me. Right. So, did you know... This week, I just found this out, that the oldest building in Georgia is actually like a pirate's cafe down in Savannah, built in like 1772 or 17. Like, isn't that crazy?
Is that where dead men tell no tales?
That is totally. Apparently, it was literally built so pirates could go there for like dinner and stuff. And I had totally forgot that dinner.
Just for pirates to go there for dinner.
And I was like, this is the craziest thing ever. Like, I can't believe that they are so. Like in my mind, they're basically just like trolls and witches. They're just made up.
Oh, okay.
Do you know what I mean? And then it's like, oh no, that's right. They actually were real. Like they're still real today, but obviously not to the level that they once were. Right.
Sure.
And then you reminded me that Lafayette, is that right? Lafitte.
Lafitte.
Lafitte was an actual pirate.
Jean Lafitte. Yeah, he was. For those that haven't caught on, we're talking about Pirates of the Caribbean today.
Yo ho ho ho, it's pirate's life for me.
And I had a good friend who was taking a history class in college.
Okay.
And he told me that his teacher was a super Disney fan.
Oh, nice.
And on their first day of class, he said, I will immediately pass anybody who can tell me what famous pirate... Disney is referencing at the beginning of Pirates of the Caribbean.
Really?
And my friend's like, I knew you would know. I was like, of course I would have known. I would have passed that class.
Oh,
it
would have
been the first time I got an A in history. Because as soon as you get on the boats at Disneyland's version, you are at Lafitte's Landing, named after the pirate Jean Lafitte.
There you go. And then I thought that it was going to be pretty odd that, you know, pirates are notoriously known for, like, taking over people's ships and stuff, right?
Right. Isn't plundering, pillaging,
all of
really
the
bad eggs. Yeah.
And so then I was like, why would Disney name this landing after Lafitte? Like, why? This doesn't seem to make sense to me.
Yeah.
So some obscure Disney facts about Pirates of the Caribbean. He ends up being a good guy.
What are the odds?
Pretty good. If Disney's going to be using them in their show, in their ride, it's probably, I'm glad they found a good one.
Well, and he is a very famous pirate, I think. However, I don't think that he gets the discussion that he possibly could get. You know what I mean?
Yeah, if it wasn't for Disney, nobody would be talking about him, unfortunately.
I probably would not have passed that history class without Disney knowing about Jean Lafitte.
Without that.
Because he helped so much, oddly enough.
Yeah.
So he starts out as a bit of a scoundrel, smuggling goods into the United States, you know, lurking around in Louisiana, you know.
Okay, yeah.
He wasn't always a major good guy. I actually have dates. 1805, he operated a warehouse in New Orleans, Nolens, to help disperse smuggled goods from his brother Pierre.
Oh, really?
They were
quite the gangsters.
Right? They were sneaking things in and selling them on the black market, I assume. I don't know what they were selling.
Wow.
I didn't get that far into it. But eventually, the United States, I guess, recognized that they needed help fighting the Revolutionary War.
Interesting.
And so in exchange for legal pardon, he helped keep the British out of New Orleans.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, totally crazy.
So, Jean Lafitte, thank you for giving us New Orleans.
Right? There you go. Like,
It's interesting the layers that can come in on a Disney ride that you're not even noticing.
Yep.
Because I don't know how many people notice the big giant sign that says Lafitte's Landing over where you're boarded at Disneyland.
Yeah, and the storyline continues on quite a bit beyond that point that they never even finished developing out, that like there's, you know, other parts out on the pier is like right outside the water and stuff that I think maybe are now covered up. But yeah, it's really cool. If you like, you know, we'll find out more about it and talk about it at a later time, I guess. But yeah, so that was probably the one of the coolest things that I liked about the ride, obviously, which totally inspired the entire episode. But the other one thing that I find really fun about that is that I always just assumed, I'm a newbie to the parks, mm-hmm. that the walkway in front of Pirates of the Caribbean at Disneyland was always there. And then I think you told me that it wasn't there, right?
No.
That was a rebuild.
Yeah. They decided they needed to build that bridge right there because the line for Pirates would just be out in the middle of the walkway, which
can't
it is
even
again.
We like, need more bridges.
I can't tell you how many times we've stood in lines that wind all the way down New Orleans Square, you know, and over the bridge and through the woods
totally
to grandmother's
true.
House.
But absolutely true. Completely devised down the middle of it.
Yeah.
But it loads so quickly.
It's one of the fastest loading rides in the park.
Oh, it's so great.
Which I find really interesting because you wouldn't think that's true. But
yeah,
they crank them out.
Truly, they do. And they don't even cram you in the boats. Normally, we get our own row. Very, very rarely do we have to share a row with
that's
anybody.
That's very true.
But most
in
times,
Florida, we've had to.
Yeah, that's probably true.
Which is interesting because I don't feel like Florida loads as fast as California does.
Yeah, for some reason, it is a bit different there because they have people loading from two different sites sometimes, and they divide us. And
that's the issue. Once again, FastPass clogs everything up.
Even when it doesn't even, when it's not even supposed to happen, it does it.
Right.
But I thought it was great that they like rebuilt that whole area out there to make it better accommodating and made it even more, you know, intricate than it was really designed to be originally.
Yeah, it definitely makes sense to give people a way to walk over the Pirates of the Caribbean line.
Yeah.
Instead of trying to shuffle hundreds of people through.
Yeah.
Because that gets irritating.
Doesn't it, though? So I'm glad that they added the bridge. That's definitely a good thing. And then I don't know if this one's even an obscure fact, really, because everybody knows it, that it was Walt's last attraction that he was working on.
Aww.
Right?
That's a sad fact.
It's a pretty sad fact. But it seems like every fact, or it seems like everybody says this is the last thing Walt did.
They're big deals. The last things that Walt touched are always a big deal. So, like, Jungle Book was the last one, the last animated film that Walt had direct contact with, chronologically. And Pirates was the last attraction that they had basically finished before Walt passed. So, it is sad to think that, I mean, it's exciting that he got to see what he wanted come to pass, but it's sad that he didn't get to see how much people just lose their mind for Pirates of the Caribbean.
For that ride specifically. And it's true. And one of the reasons, again, the reason I love it so much is the fact that it does feel like it's just a meandering walk onto the ride.
Right.
It might take you 40 minutes to get there, but it's a continuous walk the entire time up there.
Yeah.
So thank goodness. Because it wasn't originally meant to be that way. Apparently, it was supposed to be a mix between a wax museum and a walkthrough attraction.
Yeah.
Right?
Which, they were really big fans of planning these walkthroughs in the early days of Disney.
It sounds like it.
And thank goodness they built a animatronic version of Abraham Lincoln, or else we'd all be walking through wax museums at Disneyland.
Yeah.
You know? They really managed.
That's what changed everything.
Yeah. They
it's completely true.
Pushed everything to the point where they're like, oh gosh, no, we don't want just stagnant characters standing there. Let's make giant robots who speak and move. And, you know, it really changed the
everything.
Game for them.
Yeah, we wouldn't have Chuck E. Cheese without it.
And where would we be without Chuck E. Cheese?
Google it, kids.
Yeah, they're not around anymore. But Pirates is one of my favorite rides at a Disney park. The Disneyland version, I've said this a few times, if I got to live in Disneyland, I would set up house in the beginning scene of Pirates of the Caribbean.
Oh, really?
In that bayou swamp.
Yeah.
Where it's just still and quiet, and you've got the lightning bugs flying around.
How it's incredibly sweet. I would be nearby. I'd be in the dream suite right upstairs.
No, you have to pick an attraction to live in.
It is an attraction. Now. And it's in the attraction. It just happens to be, you know, very exclusive.
A modern day.
Because, it's a lot like, it's right next to Club 33.
But see, then you have to share with the people that get to win to sleep in there. So, like, they're just...
Well, they've changed it. You are no longer allowed to do that, but it's now the place where you had to pay $15,000 a night for 12 of your closest friends
to come through. Oh, it's a party place now.
Yeah, that overlooks the Fantasmic. That's what it is now. But yeah, no, same concept. You can be downstairs with the banjo.
No, I think it's such a rarity in amusement parks especially to get onto a ride and have a moment of just stillness.
Oh, so nice.
And quiet. It's almost like walking into a church. Everyone kind of gets quiet and you just sit there quietly and listen to the water and listen to the people spending way too much money on food at the Blue Bayou restaurant. Listen to the guy rocking on his front porch, you know,
it's the greatest.
It's just one of the few moments you get of just pure calm in a park.
Yeah.
In my opinion.
And then they drop you down a waterfall.
And then they drop you twice down a waterfall. Yeah.
Now, it's been said that Blue Bayou restaurant is the most exclusive, nicest restaurant in Disney Park, right? Have you heard? You've heard people say this, right?
I don't know about exclusive, but I hear it's very expensive.
I would not say that it's the most expensive or the best, especially if you're looking at Disney properties as a whole. Because if you look at everything that Animal Kingdom now offers, we've seen some that are quite a bit more.
Blue
Bayou.
I didn't
think that the what's the one over at California Adventure, the Circle.
The Carthay Circle Theater.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
I even feel like that one might even be more expensive than the Blue Bayou.
It's possible. I've not been to either, so
we'll never know.
Yeah, I'm not. You know us and food. I am not dropping no $70 a plate on any kind of food.
If you're lucky.
Right. Yeah. So, I mean, I would like to eat there just for the ambiance of eating there. As a kid, I thought the people over there were part of the ride. I didn't think they were real people. So, it's very interesting now as an adult to be like, oh, no, wait, yo, you can just totally eat over there.
Right. At one point in time, Walt considered having a dinner theater in the ride as well, though.
Isn't that an interesting thought? Like, because I think he wanted to do something like the Hoopty Hoo review at the Golden Horseshoe, which I just now realized sounds super dumb when you say it all together.
I didn't know you even knew the name of that. Good for you. The Hoopty Hoo, how does it go?
The Hoopty Hoo review at the Golden Horseshoe.
I love that place.
It's terrible.
Most people love the Blue Bayou. I love the Hoopty Hoo review at the Golden
Horseshoe.
I almost say Golden Corral. Oh, how embarrassing.
They put a Golden Corral in at Disneyland. I think he wanted something along those lines where it's like a pirate themed version, right? Like that was kind of what he was going for.
Yeah, I think so.
I think it would ruin that whole entry area to have some pirates jumping around shooting off guns and stuff, because you get that later on in the ride. I like the idea of the beginning being very calm.
Right. Yeah, I don't know where the dinner theater would have been at, even. But
right.
I love the idea of it still. If you can figure out a way to put it in there, that would be awesome.
You want another pirates-themed thing?
Sure.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Sure. Put it in the whole place.
Oh.
It'd be fantastic. But a little bit of numbers, because that's what I do. It's what I get really excited about, y'all.
Give us the numbers. Right?
There's 630 gallons of water. 53 animal, or I'm sorry.
Did you just say 630 gallons?
630,000.
Oh, okay. There we go. I was like, a whole 630 gallons, huh? Ooh.
You know, when you consider it like that way, that doesn't sound like... The only thing that I really get excited about, the 53 animatronics are there.
Mm.
75 pirates or something else. But the thing that I love the most, if you need... When they need to do work on it, it takes 3 days to... empty and refill the bayou if they have to do any work.
3 days.
It takes over 3 days to change out the water if needed.
And that's why they don't do it very often.
Apparently not. Like,
folks, keep your hands out of the water. It's gross.
They'll keep adding the chemicals forever to keep it.
I guess, but I know I've said it before, but I get really grossed out when I see people dragging their hands through the water in Pirates of the Caribbean.
Completely true.
It's so gross.
But I have to say, when we were putting together some of the information for this one, I came across the Pirates of the Caribbean in Shanghai.
Oh.
Have you seen any of this footage?
I have seen the footage of
Pirates. And I think you've even told me the one with, not Johnny Depp, but his character is...
Jack Sparrow.
You told me how great that part is, right? Yeah. I think... I had no idea that was just the beginning of the greatness that was this ride. This ride at Shanghai is phenomenal.
It's so different from what we have.
Unbelievably good.
Yeah.
Like, everything about it looks fantastic. And I don't want it to spoil anything, I guess, if you don't want to see it. Maybe we'll talk about it a whole nother time about how great the ride mm-hmm. is itself. But it really started making me thinking a little bit, like, there's no way Disney's ever going to rip down and rebuild the one at California. People would never expect that or want that.
Yeah.
The same thing with the one at it's probably not ever going to happen at Magic Kingdom.
No.
So this is totally why we need to have a new, brand new American theme park that we can actually make to one day, because it's not likely I'm going to end up at Shanghai anytime soon.
Well, not with that attitude.
Right.
Am I going to work on that?
I guess I could always think about saving up to get to Shanghai, but
sure.
Do you really want to do all that to go to a Disney park? I don't know.
I mean, people do, you know.
It's true.
People plan trips to Shanghai just to go to Disney.
All the time.
But I agree. Like, see, just the Shanghai park in general is really impressive.
Phenomenal.
But the Pirates ride is... above and beyond what we have here in the United States,
for sure. Oh, my gosh. And it makes sense that it would be, though, the fact that it is a brand new build.
Yeah.
And so, obviously, things have changed a lot, but it's a completely different experience than what we offer here. Completely, basically built around the concept of the movies as opposed to the other way around.
Yeah.
And I don't want them to take the one out of California. I wouldn't even necessarily support that either.
No.
I would support, however...
Oh.
Taking out of Magic Kingdom.
You want to take Pirates out of Magic Kingdom?
It's not as good. It doesn't have the bayou scene in the beginning that we love. It doesn't have the drops and everything else, right?
It has a drop.
The ride itself, it's short. It's it's like half the time. It takes like 7 minutes to get through there. The other one takes like 14.
Yeah.
So it's not nearly as good for me.
I think most people will agree that when it comes to Pirates of the Caribbean, Disneyland does it better.
Right.
The whole experience.
But Shanghai does it best.
Well, Shanghai does it best. But as far as America is concerned, California did it best.
Yeah.
And the reason that it's even in Florida is because people complained that it wasn't there. And Disney had no intention of putting Pirates in that park.
Yeah.
They wanted to do a completely different thing that Mark Davis had created based on a Western type theme.
Oh, interesting.
And it was going to be a huge complex that was going to have Big Thunder Mountain and this ride in it.
Oh, wow.
And it was going to be a big deal. Like, it was going to be really cool. But because people were so upset that they didn't get Pirates on opening day, they just rushed it and put as much Pirates as they could into...
as quickly as possible.
Yeah. Which I find disappointing.
Right.
You know,
yeah, it is disappointing. It's not near, it's not as good, unfortunately. It definitely feels a little bit out of place, I guess, somewhat. But I thought it'd be kind of fun, like, because we've all talked about in the past how Magic Kingdom has such a problem with you can't take rides down.
Right.
So if you were to take it out, people, especially to rebuild it or put something new in, how fun would it be if they did like the Walmart model where they find another part of the park or somewhere nearby and build it there? So that it could literally, they could just close down that Pirates and then move you right into another Pirates, like, the very next day.
Oh.
Do you know what I mean? And then potentially retheme that ride into something or completely take it out and put something else new in completely. Because it doesn't feel to me like it's that substantial of a building. You know, it feels very flat.
You just told us how many gallons of water in there, and you're going to say that's not that substantial of a building?
Ah, for Disney, with all the lakes that they have around, that's nothing. For them, that building is basically nothing when you look at how much work they put into other things, you know?
Sure.
Anyway, I don't know. That one I would support more. Leave the California version alone for sure, because it fits in California, right? With the, like, the...
Oh, yeah. For the French Quarter, it totally makes sense.
Uh-huh.
100%. I think, though, if we're talking about building the third park in the United States...
Right, then just leave both of them.
I would say do not come to this park to ride Pirates of the Caribbean. where it's not going to be here. We're putting in all different things in this park. We're not putting in Small World. We're not putting in Big Thunder. We're not putting in Space Mountain. None of those things are going to be here. You've got two parks on both coasts that you can go and ride those things in. If they built a third park in the United States, I'd want it to be all original stuff.
All original.
I mean, that would make it insanely expensive, and Disney would never. But
completely right. So you wouldn't even support them putting in a new version of Pirates, a brand new version.
No, do something different. We've got versions of Pirates of the Caribbean in almost every park that they have.
Yeah, literally every
park. If you want to go ride Pirates, there are plenty of places to go and ride Pirates.
Yeah, but I want a Shanghai one closer that I can go to more often. Good grief.
You're part of the problem.
I'm legitimately the problem here at the end.
No, but I understand the fixation with Pirates because it is a fun ride. It's a fun concept. And even with all the changes that they've had to do with Pirates over the years, it still remains something that is a must-do for everybody that goes to a Disney park.
Multiple times a day for us.
Well, that's because it loads so fast. It's true. Like, if you can't get on anything else, go stand in line for Pirates.
And you just get right on
there. Because you'll get on there so fast.
All right. Well, if that's the case, if you're not going to allow us to put it in our new park, in our new Texas park that we're building.
Since I have then, to say so in that.
Then I'm in full support of putting it somewhere else in Magic Kingdom or thereabouts and ripping out the one that's already there.
Oh.
Like,
you're just that excited about the Shanghai version?
Yes, it is that good. It is so good.
So if you haven't seen the footage, you can always find it on YouTube. They have footage of the Shanghai Pirates ride.
Unless you think you're going to Shanghai anytime soon, in that case, just go see in person.
Well, yeah, but
If you're not. Like me, I have a cheap YouTube fix.
Yeah, YouTube is the savior for many a Disney freak who needs completely to ride a ride all of a sudden. So
true.
But it's like I always say, we pillage and plunder and rifle and loot, drink up, me hearties, yo-ho. Follow my perfectly sculpted two-finger point to the exit.
If you enjoyed today's podcast, rate, review us on your favorite podcast app, and if you didn't, help us do better by buying a patch at DisneyPatch.com.
Always be proud of what makes you unique, and we'll see you next time on the Obscure Disney Podcast.